president weighs in as protests persist. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden, in his first remarks on campus protests in more than a week, says clarity is needed and that violence, destroying property, and intimidation are not peaceful protests.
Peaceful protest is in the best tradition of how Americans respond to consequential issues. But, neither are we a lawless country. We are a civil society. An order must prevail.
The president also says he does not support deploying the National Guard. Police are still working to clear encampments on some college campuses, but new protests are springing up on others. More questions being raised about protest organization and funding.
The pro-Palestine, anti-Israel protests are being supported by left-wing powerhouses that are giving millions of dollars to groups and at times paying protesters.
Fox Business's Madison Allworth reporting that the Open Society Foundations, founded by George Soros, has given over $15 million to pro-Palestinian groups.
Soros family charities have given directly and sometimes indirectly to groups like Students for Justice in Palestine.
Among the groups helping to organize campus protests, some in Congress calling for hearings on the nonprofit status of certain groups. A judge just declaring a mistrial in the case of a military contractor accused of contributing to the abuse of detainees at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq 2 decades ago. On day 8 of deliberations, a civil jury in Virginia deadlocking on allegations that civilian interrogators supplied by contractor CICI had conspired with U.S. soldiers to soften up detainees for questioning by abusing them. The contractor says it wasn't complicit in abuse and that its employees had little or any interaction with the three plaintiffs, Abu Ghraib survivors, who sued. Wall Street rallies, the Dow up 322. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A Pennsylvania nurse is sentenced to life in prison after pleading guilty to murdering patients.
41-year-old Heather Presti was initially charged with killing two patients and harming a third inside a nursing home. But Thursday in Butler, Pennsylvania, north of Pittsburgh, she pleaded to 3 counts of murder and 19 counts of attempted murder. She killed or harmed these people by giving them too much insulin. Prosecutors said her colleagues noted her derogatory comments toward patients. They said she'd sent texts to her mother talking about wanting to harm certain patients, colleagues, and even others outside of work. While these folks were killed or harmed between 2020 and 2023, Presti had a history of being disciplined or fired for abusive behavior at other health facilities and nursing homes starting in 2018. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A plan to rebuild Baltimore's collapsed Key Bridge. Maryland transportation officials say it could take just over 4 years and cost nearly $2 billion. For now, salvage operations continue to get pieces of the bridge and the ship that hit it out of the way. While the Fed remains in a holding pattern with interest rates, many small businesses are also keeping a wary eye on inflation. Fox Business's Kelly O'Grady at the Small Business Expo in New York City.
The things that folks have highlighted here are soaring costs, rising wages, and then in an interest rate that's higher for longer, how difficult it's been to access capital. Maybe they want to expand, or maybe it's just about paying rent at the end of the day. And a lot of folks that I've spoken to emphasize that there just isn't the support for small businesses. 33.3 million small businesses account for virtually all of the businesses in the United States, and they're really the engine of our economy. They drive 43.5% of GDP.
The White House touts a record number of new business applications under President Biden, more than 17 million, but there's growing concern about the impacts of letting Trump tax cuts expire. Recapping stocks, some stronger than expected earnings reports helping to fuel the rally. The Dow up 322. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.